It's 7:15. Nice to have you here. You heard a lot of promises. You also heard a lot about issues through the election campaign. Did you hear much about higher education?
So, locally, there were some funding announcements for clean energy and recycling, innovation, research. But other than that, you didn't hear much about universities over the last 6 weeks. Professor Catherine Colborne, Dean of the School of Humanities, Creative Industries and Social Sciences at the University of Newcastle, is also the president of the Australasian Council of Deans of Arts, Social Sciences and Humanities, and joins you now. Good morning, Professor.
Oh, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Jenny.
What are the big issues that a new government needs to look at?
Well, our organisation for the deans, representing all the deans across Australia, took the view that instead of a pre-election kind of pitch, we would write a post-election wish list. And the issues facing the sector broadly, but particularly the arts, social sciences and humanities, include the introduction of the Job Ready Graduates Scheme in 2020, the funding regime, which saw a massive increase for students studying in the humanities areas, but also the more recent Research Commercialisation Action Plan, which would see, under the previous government, funding for universities really prioritised under a modern manufacturing strategy series of areas, including medical products, recycling and energy, defence and so on. And the third issue is really the continued diminution or the reduction of funding for blue sky research, which means inquiry-based research or fundamental research. And that affects mathematics as much as it does the humanities and social sciences, and that's through the Australian Research Council. So we've seen, you know, a series of ways in which there have been what we would call a kind of assault, a sustained assault on areas of pure research, and particularly affecting the disciplines of arts and humanities.
Don't those job-ready degrees, I think as they were called by the previous government, isn't that important to make sure that people are leaving university with a degree that will move them into an area where there are jobs and where they're really needed?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we would totally agree with that. And I think there are two things I would say in response. That is that because they were trying to construct a sort of new fee regime which would direct students into some areas and away from others, they've misunderstood the relevance of the arts and social sciences in particular, the ways in which our degrees do create job-ready graduates. And that's been very clear in the data that's produced by the government's own research and its own graduate outcomes surveys and employer satisfaction surveys. So really that runs counter to the kind of needs of the future. So employers are talking about needing graduates with broad-based skills and skills of communication and interpersonal skills and so on, all of which can be garnered through degrees in the humanities and social sciences. So I think that's the first problem. And the second problem is that the job-ready graduates funding structure has already been criticised by vice-chancellors following the election around the country. It doesn't work because it undervalues the cost of teaching in the STEM areas, and it's really creating a new set of problems for funding in higher education.
We saw as part of that some incentives to head into parts of other industries and disincentives from the arts and humanities, social sciences. What would you like to see incentive-wise from a new government?
Well, I think what we want is to have a seat at the table and to talk and to discuss the issues. We've seen in the previous sort of decade or more a real, I guess you could say, devaluing of our disciplines. We've used the term disregard. So we really just want to restart the conversation with a new government. And you'll know that the Greens had a very strong education policy for tertiary education, and we're really pushing all of the other parties on this matter. So I think with an increased presence of independents and Greens in Parliament, as well as the new government elect, we've got this possibility now to, you know, restart the conversation about the value of all the areas of education. And, you know, I think the other thing here is that universities have a purpose. They have a purpose, I agree, to train students to be job ready and to be prepared for the workforce that they'll go into. That's really important. But they also have a purpose in creating new research that might not be known yet. We don't know what that is. Mm. And so we need to leave space for that inquiry.
Professor Colborne, a lot to think about there. And I know that you'll be in the ear of the government as soon as possible. Let us know how you go.
I will, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
That is Professor Catherine Colborne, Dean of the School of Humanities, Creative Industries and Social Sciences at the University of Newcastle, and heads up the Deans of Art, Social Sciences and Humanities across the country. You're on ABC Newcastle Breakfast with Dan and Jenny.
The rainy weather has spoiled a lot of